Most elected officials agree Idaho's method of paying for public education is outdated. The state system for funding public schools was adopted in 1994. Districts' allocations are determined by attendance-based formulas, for example, how many students attend school on an average day. But school has changed. More students are taking online classes. Some are homeschooled, but attend public schools part-time for supplemental programs, such as music or athletics. After 2 years of study, the Public Schools Funding Formula Committee has decided to recommend an enrollment-based model, similar to what most other states are using. Members such as Boise Democratic Senator Janie Ward Engelking say the state would pay based on the number of kids who use school services, not the amount of time they spend on school grounds.
We know we need to do this. We need to do it soon, and that we've got to get a plan in place. But we also understand that we're not going to be able to implement it all in 1 year.
State education officials estimate the new system will cost Idaho between $50 and $60 million a year more than the current system. The legislature will make the final decision. The committee is writing a resolution for legislators to consider. But Senator Lori Den Hartog, a Republican from Meridian, says legislators will also have to sell the idea to voters.
Getting people on board with the direction that we're hoping to go is really communicating the why of what we've been up to for the last 2 years.
The specifics of the recommendations are still being worked out, including the question of how long should the transition period be from the old system to the new one. Our thanks to Idaho Public TV for some of the sound in this story. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.